with a relaxed, happy gait, smiling slightly. Your shoulders are pulled back. Your stomach muscles are engaged. You're going to examine your consciousness. Examine and enhance it. So begin now by looking at the world. Pay attention to your senses. Look around you at the things you can see. Concentrate on the colors, shapes, and forms. And listen to the noises around you. Separate each noise from the crowd. Hear it individually. Feel the air in your lungs, your clothes on your skin. Pay attention to your sense of touch. And to the way things smell, breathe it in. Pay close attention to it. Not just your eyes, ears, skin, and nose. Be aware also of your internal senses. Your sense of your mood, how you feel inside. Your own sense of your own mind. Pay attention to all these senses. Concentrate on them. Examine them. Push your awareness deeply towards your senses. Know how it feels to sense. Pay attention to your awareness. Not just the shapes, but knowledge about those shapes. Not just sounds, but the fact of you hearing those sounds. Your awareness of yourself as a sensing, interpreting being. Pay attention to your skin. To the fact that it's your skin that you are feeling with. The fact that there is a smell, certainly, but also the fact that you are smelling it. Your awareness of yourself. Your sensing, interpreting being. Now think about and examine your sapience, your knowledge of things in the world. Think of all the things you know about the things you can see, touch, hear, and smell. The fact that just by sight you can tell what a thing feels like. You can tell what it would smell like. Your knowledge of how things look just by their sound, just by their smell. What does the back of something around you look like? Bring it to mind, although it's not visible. Imagine how it would feel to touch it, to feel it against you, on your skin. Think about how it would act if you squeeze it, if you bend it, flex it, break it. Then think what you know of some object's history. The history of how it came to be there, how it came to exist. And think of its composition, what it's made of the ingredients that make it up. Think about how you know all this. How you can conjure up unsensed detail. now use all those skills together. Senses, sentience, sapience. Think about what you know of yourself, your body and your mind. Your senses, your shape, your reactions, the way you think. Think of all these things. Feel all those skills melding together, interlocking to make your consciousness. Pay attention to your senses, to your awareness of them, to your mood, and also to your knowledge of your own mind, who you are, your goals and your values. Feel your consciousness of yourself, your awareness of your own being. Then project it further, higher, deeper. You're raising your consciousness. Notice the patterns in your mind. Concentrate on them. Exaggerate them. Push your mind further. Feel yourself becoming more aware. Aware of your senses, your sapience, and of your knowledge, your consciousness. Feel that combination washing over your brain, filling your consciousness with consciousness itself, spiraling around, feeding back, increasing your mind's powers as you walk, walking physically taller, seeing and feeling more and more, raising your consciousness up, stretching up, stretching your mind. Think once more of your sapience, the things you know and how you know them. And think of your sentience, your awareness of how you react and feel. And think of your senses, your awareness of the world around you. Then continue to feel all three as you finish your walk and for the rest of the day.